Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, the cornerbacks and the safeties were on the field in Indianapolis working out on Tuesday. Justin Gilbert, very talented cornerback from Oklahoma State, very impressive in his workouts. He ran the 40 in 4.37, and by most consensus is considered the top cornerback available in this draft. Now, the Lions choose number 10, as you well know. Should Justin Gilbert be in the conversation at number 10 for Lions? I'm going to let you speak, and then I'm going to say probably the opposite and the right reason to what to explain my answer.
Well, we argued about this all for a week down in Indianapolis, and I think he should be in the conversation, but I would go receiver first. I really would, unless you're completely stripped out on the board. Look, you're probably not going to get Sammy Watkins. If you like, you know, if you like Mike Evans, take him. If you like Odell Beckham, take him. You know, take a receiver. I think that's the big need. The thing I like about taking a young cornerback is they're younger, they're cheaper, and you can put them into your system. You mold them into your system. But I understand there's another side of it, and I think we're about to hear it.
Yeah, the other side of it to me is you look at the last two drafts and the top cornerbacks available in those drafts, Dee Milner and Morris Claiborne. Two guys that, look, and I don't think you can close the book on those guys either. They're young guys, but they haven't been the help that I think the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Jets thought they would be. And I think there's that inherent risk with the cornerback position. I think it's very hard to transition to the NFL game from cornerback. I think they play a lot of man in the college game. I think you've got to understand zone concepts here. I think it's complicated to jump from the college game to the pro game unless you're super athletic and talented. A guy like a Patrick Peterson, I don't think he had any problem with it. No. And I think if you grade Justin Gilbert as Patrick Peterson, then take him at 10. You know, if that's how you grade him, if that's how he finishes up on the board. But to me, and I know you're itching to tell you are. One quick thing. To me, I think I would rather have a young veteran cornerback who's played in the league a little bit. You know, maybe that guy who's got 3-4 years, and now you can put him into your scheme. You know what he can do. He's had success in the NFL. I think that's the better way to go. Why am I wrong?
You're not wrong. You know, it's just a question of selection. Let's go back to 2003 or 4 in that range when they got a young Dre Bly on a second contract out of St. Louis. And people forget that Dre Bly was a first team, you know, starting Pro Bowl, all pro player here in Detroit for 2 years. In the third year here, he was the number one backup at cornerback. So if you get a player like that, that's terrific. But they're hard to get. And the two things I worry about getting a free agent cornerback, one is the price, which is if they change teams, it's usually a lot of money. And number two, why are they changing teams? Mm-hmm. That's part of it, too. Teams get into a financial squeeze, and that's why they lose big, good free agents. So all things considered, I don't care where you get the players.
Can we agree that Glover Quinn was probably a terrific, and that's a guy I'm talking about, a guy, you know, the Lions got Reggie Bush, Glover Quinn, and Jason Jones for a little less than $6 million in their first year of cap hit. Very quality players, guys who weren't probably in the top tier, weren't in the bottom tier, but really good professional pro players. And I think those are the kind of players that a team that's got some talent and pretty close needs to bring in and maybe can help you become a playoff team.
I'll give you four reasons why I wouldn't take a cornerback at number – well, number one, I'll give you one reason because they need a receiver here in Detroit. But I'll give you four other reasons why I wouldn't draft a cornerback at number 10. Darius Slay, Chris Greenwood, Bill Bentley, Jonta Green. You've taken these guys, four of them, in the last 2 years. Let's see if they can play.
We're speaking the same language there. When you take a player, sometimes young players, you have to find out if they can play or not. You got to find out if they can play, and I think it's time for the Detroit Lions and Terrell Austin and Jim Caldwell to see if these guys can play.
Tim has been smartened up.